rear of the nave. You are standing towards the back of the church. You might imagine that a few hundred years ago, on very cold nights, the surrounding sheep farmers would have brought their flock in here for shelter. The floor would have been covered in straw and muck.
The church may currently be laid out with tables and chairs. This is a deliberate departure from the previous pews. One primary school teacher said that the pews said to them, "Sit down and listen," whereas the tables and chairs say, "Stay a while and discover," a much healthier way to embrace what is going on in this building. And now, each Thursday, market day, this area becomes a buzzing cafe, a place to meet old friends and new, a place to come for a chat if you're on your own, and at other times of the week, it's a place to come and sit and enjoy the refreshments available to you. This is a place to hold wedding receptions and funeral wakes, a place for organisations like U3A to hold educational events. Maybe it will see hustings at the next election, and dances, parties and wine tastings. Here we will host courses to discover faith, and explore how to have better relationships and to parent well.
In traditional church communities, this area might be thought of as our refectory, a place of meeting and conversation or in silence, a place of storytelling, an oasis from the outside world. Jesus told the story of a king who held a banquet saying, "Go to the street corners and invite everyone you see. Tell them to come to my feast." So the servants went into the streets. They gathered all the people they could find, good and bad alike, and brought them to where the wedding feast was ready, and the place was filled with guests. Matthew chapter 22.